Okay, so we're starting the new sugya of Kavod HaBrios, Yotes Amud Beis, and Brachos through Chaf Amud Aleph. It's obviously a lot here, and I'm not going to do everything today, but let's skip to how you read the Maskana of the Gemara. So the Gemara on Chaf Amud Aleph asks, the Gemara starts off by teaching us that if a person is wearing kilayim, so they have to take it off, even though that's a very embarrassing situation. They're taking it off in the shuk, because ein chachma vein tfuna vein etza l'neged Hashem. So the Gemara asks from places where it would seem that we do say, because of reasons of kavod HaBrios, you could violate the Torah. And the Gemara is dolcha the rayos, either because we're talking about tuma derabanan. So, for example, you're allowed to, a kohen could become tamei midirabanan so as not to offend somebody else, either by the people attending or accompanying the kohen. If they leave, that will be offensive to the kohanim. Or according to the Rashba, it's the opposite. It's the kohen, not the Rashba, the Ravid, the kohen following the crowd. And if the kohen were to go on a different route, that would be offensive to the crowd. Interesting shot. And likewise, umedalgin al aronos for kvod malchus, or in order to see a melech of a umos ha'olam. The simple reading of our Gemara is it's not because of kvod malchus. In that case, there's a discussion whether there is kvod malchus for a melech umos ha'olam, because we find Moshe Rabbeinu showed kavod to Paro. But here the pashut pshat in this Gemara is to learn a Musar Haskel, that by seeing the kavod that is given to malachim by non-Jewish kings, you'll see the type of kavod that the word that people who do mitzvos will get, and the type of kavod that Yisrael will get, lasad lavo, and the like. It's hinodom shmiel ria. So seeing that is going to, hopefully, if a person takes the right lesson, will have a very powerful impact on the person. So therefore, he should make sure to go see it. See an interesting heart. It's a good, not that Banner's Manim has started yet, Chas v'shalom, but it's a good Banner's Manim Gemara, in the sense that you see from this Gemara the value of experiences that will teach you something that you wouldn't otherwise necessarily know. Now, it's something that everybody knows, the secha. It's not like it's an intellectual thing learned by seeing the kavod given to a king. If you ask anybody, they'll say, of course, the schar of mitzvos is so much greater. But apparently seeing it is something that could internalize in a person that message. So this week's Haftorah. That's always why they have the Haftorah right before Bein Hazman. Of course, you could ask for the Parsha that says, Pentisa inecha shamayma, barisa sasharisha sarea. That's a different shmuz. So that's why. But the Gemara says that's only Tuma d'Rabbanan. So again, very fascinating that Chazal allowed a kohen to violate what would normally be Tumas Rabbanan, presumably, in order to have that chavaya because of the Musar he could learn. But that doesn't relate to our question of Kavod HaBrios. So then the Gemara says, what about the Hisalamta? And the Gemara says, Isura mimimono loyofinan. So it's true that for Kavod HaBrios, you're allowed to be docha. Should we go upstairs today?
I'd like it upstairs better. Chairs are more comfortable.
Just, is it going to be distracting? Not distracting. What? Okay, just distracting for me. All right, I'll have to move cover. So if it's a lambda, it's okay. If it's a lambda, so that teaches us that one is takes kavod abrios into account with respect to the mitzvah of hashavas aveda, that you don't have your potter from hashavas aveda in the case where it would be pogei my kavod abrios, like zakim menos lichavodo. And the Gemara clarifies in Bamatia that we need that, even though here we mentioned three examples where we apply this principle, but we need the drasha specifically with respect to zaken ein lofi chavodo. And the Gemara answers, Yishur Mimona lo yalpinan. So yes, in the realm of Mimona, this is true. Now, it may actually be the case that this answer isn't necessarily lemaskana. We'll get back to that in Rashi in a moment, because here we could have just answered Shev Altasa as different, but at least at this point we give this answer. And it might be true lemaskana, we'll get there soon. Is this a general principle that Dinei Mamonos have different principles than Isurim? Is it more, it's also a, in other words, like, you know, there are different halakim in Torah. There's Dam Ladan, Din Ladin, Nega Lanega, and each of the three are different principles. And that's why you can't extrapolate one to the other. Or is there a specific svara why Kavod Abrios wouldn't be Shayach in this case, or would be Shayach in this case, like Shani Mamon Disyarev L'Machila, and therefore might relate to a general principle that whenever it comes to not just Dinei Mamonos, but Dinei L'Chaveiro, it's rooted in the idea of not harming the other person, and therefore the svara of Chayach HaKodman is relevant. So that's an interesting question. Maybe we'll get back to it later. So then the Gemara has the final proof. So we'll start the Gemara from here. This is the most complicated proof. So with six lines from the bottom of the Yotzei Mibeis, Tashma, Vilachoso, Ma Tamar Loma, Aresha Hayoholes Lishchodes Pisfo, Viloma Les Bino, Vishama Shemes, Tomes, Yachol Yachsu Biyitame, Amrit Lo Yitama. So you're on your way to bring the carbon Pesach, Lama Lesbino, and now you heard that somebody died, and you're faced with a choice. Either I could be Matame Lemes, my Karo, or I could do the mitzvah of Pesach or Mila. So the answer is Lo Yitama. In other words, what? I should not become Tame, and I should go ahead and bring the carbon Pesach. The Gemara in Zvachim clarifies that this is talking about a La'achar Chatzos, meaning to say that this is the mitzvah of carbon Pesach is already set in, and literally, it sounds like over there that the person died after Chatzos, but the Rashba over here clarifies it means he heard after Chatzos that the person died. It could be that he died in the morning, but 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, after the Chiyuv of Karban Pesach is fully chal upon him, he heard that Meis lo Meis, so he should still bring the Karban Pesach. Yachol, Kishem Shein Matame Lahan, Kach Ein Matame Lameis Mitzvah. What about in the same situation for Meis Mitzvah? Tamar Lomar V'Lachoso, Lachoso Hu De'Ein Matame, El Matame Hu Lameis Mitzvah. So in this case, you would be Matame for Meis Mitzvah, even if it causes you to be lose, not be able to be recovered in Pesach. So am I? Blame Ein Chach, Blame Ein Tuna, Ben Eitzel, Neged Hashem. So we have Akasha. Over here, we should say that Taka, because of Kavod Abrios, why are we telling him not to bring his carbon Pesach? So therefore, we should say even b'makom meis mitzvah, you should go bring the carbon Pesach. Shani hasam b'chsev lachoso. It's a zeres hakasav. The ligmar mina. So learn from that zeres hakasav to everywhere else. Sheval tasa shani. Why is it sheval tasa? Because you're not going to bring the carbon Pesach. Very important question, which probably we won't talk about today, but is when we say sheval tasa, do we just mean bitul asay? Is it a difference between asay and alav, or is it really only a difference between sheval tasa and kum asay? And that's a very important question. There's a famous hakira about Rav Hanan about that, and Mechora actually have a Rashi takes a side on that issue over here, as we'll see in a moment. So let's take a look at Rashi. Sheval tasa shani. Dvarim rabim hetiru lakor davar min haTorah. So Rashi, and immediately, very interesting. Rashi tells us that when we have to appreciate this concept of sheval tasa beyond our Gemara. This shouldn't be understood locally. Even though it's not generally the derech of Rashi to bring in other Gemaras, Rashi felt over here it's important to understand, necessary to understand, this distinction between sheval tasa and kavaseh is said generally with respect to kirstav matar, and it's not just something that we're saying locally over here with respect to kavod abrios, that we're going to be that. Kavod HaBrios will tell us to violate the Torah b'sheval tasa, not kum v'aseh, in a way that's similar to the idea that Chachamim could be oker davar min haTorah b'sheval tasa, as opposed to kum v'aseh. So dvar rabbi mitiu lakor davar min haTorah mipnei siag u'mipnei kavod HaBrios. Hecha de'eno oker davar b'maseh yadai. Again, sort of interesting that this is considered an akira. Not hearing shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, that's an akira stavra in haTorah. In this case as well, not bringing the carbon Pesach because of that meis mitzvah is begeder an akira stavra in haTorah, but it's sheval tasa. Why? De'eno oker davar b'maisi adayim. Ella Yoshev b'mekomo. The Dvar Torah ne'akar me'elav. Depends on whether you are Yoshev b'mekomo, the Dvar ne'akar me'elav. Kigo. Tkia shofar. The lulav of Shabbos, the Sadin b'tzitzis. Ude kavai sayu tuva b'ivam. So there's another example or two over there. Avo ma'aker b'yadayim lo. Fine. So now Rashi has a kasha from the beginning of our Gemara. Ba'alovesh kirayim oko b'maisim mamish hu losha. We're going to have to get back to that as well. Rashi tells us that in light of my principle, or the Gemara's principle, that sheval tasa is mutter, I have a kasha. Then the guy who's wearing kirayim, he's walking through the shuk and he realizes, I'm wearing kirayim. B'chore, he's passively violating kirayim. And the answer is no. For him to continue to wear kilayim, at least at this point, that's considered akira mamish kum v'aseh and not sheval tasa. And therefore, he has to take it out, take off the kilayim, even though it's very embarrassing. The tumas gufei shehotra l'kohen l'nazir l'tamei l'meis mitzvah to kamaaker b'yadayim. So now he's a kasha, because the Gemara said that a kohen, even a kohen gadol, even a kohen gadol nazir, they're all supposed to be metame lemeis mitzvah. And isn't that kum v'aseh? After all, there's a lav, lo yitama, and they're oker that lav, the kum v'aseh, when they're metame lemeis mitzvah, which Rashi just told us is kavod HaBrios. So we see that you are allowed to be doicha, kavod HaBrios, even b'makom kum v'aseh. Says Rashi, mipnei kavod HaBrios, delav sheval tasahu, that's the kasha, sorry, hainu taima Delo gamina mine. We don't learn from there. Dehasam lav kavod avriosu or lav mishum kavod avriosu dedachi. No, it's not the pshat over there that it's docha because of kavod avriosu. Dedachi lo sase nida mekara kishen nechtav lo tase detoma lo ames mitzvah nechtav. This is Rashi showing you here. He knows how to be a Lamdan also. Don't just think he's always being, because he's a Pashtun, that he's not a Lamdan. No, that's not the Chia. That's Lo Nemra. The law of Lo Yitama, the Nazir, or Kohen, or from God of the coming Tame, was never stated. B'makom Meis Mitzvah. Kishem Shalom Nechta V'alakrobim. We don't think that by Kroivim, when a Kohen is Metame for his father, that there's a lav, but it's Nidches, which Rashi takes as Pasha. It's also interesting, is that true or not? We'll see when we get to the Rambam. No, the Pshat is that the Torah did not prohibit Tuma for a Kohen for his father, to be Metame, to marry his father. So too, it didn't prohibit Tuma when it comes to Meis Mitzvah. Aval hashava saveido pesach l'chol Yisrael nemar ve'etz al kavod abrios nitnu lidachos al korcho chaynu didachina didchiyasan eno biyadayu ela beyeshivaso tidche hamitzvah. Now, there's an obvious question on Rashi, which is, how did Rashi know? How does Rashi know that when it comes to Tumas Kohen and B'makom Meis Mitzvah Tzlo Nemra, and yet when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, we say it's Dechuya, Eitzel Kavod Avrios. Or when it comes to Mitzvahs Karban Pesach, it's Dechuya Eitzel Shei Bal Taseh, right? Rashi didn't tell you just how he knew that. And then he goes back, look, he lined B'maisi Yadav Yitcha, his here B'az Hamas. So Tosfos asks even more on Rashi. He says, one second, how do we know if you're going to say Lo Nemra, take a look at Tosfos, to Moshe Sheva Altas, and then Toma, Nazukan Gadol, Kumba Sehu, do you tell me the name? Same Kasha as Rashi. Cheers. Rashi, to Kla Galulan, to Lav, to Lo Yitama, Lo Nemra, Gabi Meis Mitzvah, but then here, then came, Kol Makom Damina Sheva Altas, and I took out those words. Some of the Magiim take them out. I'm not sure how to read them if you don't take them out. So every time we say, why are we calling it a dechia? And then we can't extrapolate, like a kilayim betzitzis, to learn out, I say, no, we'll just say, and then we can't learn. Why is it called a dechia, according to Rashi? Just say that the Isser of Shabbos was never said, b'makom bris mila, or b'makom karban pesach, or karban shekavulos man. Ala nira de minazir lo ganginam de mal nazir shekem yeshno b'she'eva v'chein mikoyim mal koyim shekem lav she'en shavu b'kol. So there's a particular reason omitted from our Gemara why it is that we're not learning from koyim. The reason is because it's lav she'en shavu b'kol, and elsewhere we have this idea that you can't learn halacha from a lav shen of a shavu kol to something that's shavu kol. And likewise, nazir. It's nitam b'sheila, so it's more kal. An interesting shaila that we could ask in Tosis is, why don't we say it's out of shava? Okay, so I'll learn from the two of them. I'll learn from the lav of nazir. You'll tell me it's nitam b'sheila, so I'll learn from Kohen. You'll tell me that it's Eno Shavu B'Kol. So learn from Nazir. It's out of Shavu Shabahen that they're alive and they're nitches b'mekav rabrios. So from here, I'll learn to all love him. Maybe there's an answer to that question, but still you would have expected the Gemara to tell you what it is. Johnny suggested maybe we don't learn at Tzad HaShavah because since they're both darshan from the same pasuk, even though they're different dinim. Because we do have separate drushes for each, for both Kohen and Nazir. Not clear. Another interesting question that you could ask, according to Tosfos, is that there should be exceptions, or I should say other examples of lavin. For example, what happens if a person is faced with a violation of their neder? You know, they made this neder not to eat strawberries, and then somebody goes ahead in front of a whole crowd and says, you know, happy birthday to you, and gives him a strawberry cake. And what's, you know, I guess you could say he's allergic. So you know, maybe for according to Tosfos, we should say, well, it's a nedarim arnitan l'sheila. So I'll learn that it's mutter to eat that strawberry cake despite my neder b'malchum kavod abrios. Now again, maybe in a chinami. Though again, it's a little funny that this point wouldn't have been brought up in the Gemara. I saw there's a she'iltos. It's in Parshas Vayechi, Simen Lamed Daled, and I didn't see it inside. It's quoted by the Or Sameach on Hilchos Kilayim Perek Yud. We'll get to the Rambam soon, but on this Rambam, he quotes a Shilto. The Or Sameach quotes a Shiltos that says, Mishem Nazir v'Kohen have lav v'asei she'en shavim v'kol. And I'm not sure how much is the Or Sameach talking and how much is in the Shiltos. But the way the Or Sameach at the very least learns the Shiltos is it says that because Tumas Nazir is also Enoshav B'Kol, because it's not B'Chol Nazirin, because a Nazir Shimshon is Matame L'Mesim. It's only there's a permanent love of Taglachas. So anyway, if you learn the Shiltos version, again, the Fentosis doesn't sound this way exactly, so then that would get rid of my two kashas, because even from Nazir itself, it lacks, it's A, Nita, and L'Sheila, and B, it's also A, no Shabbat. So you couldn't learn A to, let's say, a Neder, which might be Shavu'l, and you can't have it Tzad HaShavah, because even Nazir itself has both of those chesronos. I'm not sure. Now, going back to Rashi, though, yeah.
You asked that question just on the Salamta and Atoso, that you know, forget about Mamu, forget about Sheva Altas, that's what
you're going to say. So you're saying, well, we could learn out, it wouldn't help you very much in the end of the day, because it's still Sheva Altas. So according to Maskana, the Gemara, there's real, you don't have to, according to the way Rashi learned, at least, you don't have to come on to Mamu, Mishmoyof. Now, when it comes, but what would Tosfos, what might Rashi answer to Tosfos' question? So I think if we read Rashi carefully, Rashi actually answers Tosfos' question. Rashi adds in a line, let's go back to Rashi. A little earlier. So what Rashi's saying is, I didn't just haphazardly tell you that, oh, some of the time it's Lonamra and some of the time it's Tachia. There's a very good reason why. That when an Isser is only said to a certain population, like the Isser of Tuma and Nazir, so then it makes sense that if there's an exception, the point is that the Isser isn't said in that place. They go back down to, as it were, being like a Yisrael. But if you have a lav that's Nemra L'chol Yisrael, so then I can't say Lo Nemra. It doesn't make sense to say Lo Nemra, because the idea of Lo Nemra is this additional law that was imposed upon Kohanim was not said in this case. It's like a regular Yisrael who's not prohibited from being this Tamei Lameisim. But if you have a lav that was said to everybody, so then we don't say the principle of lo nemra. Now this would explain, answer the kasha of Tosfos. Why do we say asay do halos asay? Because let's say the lav of kilayim is nemra l'chol Yisrael. So it's not shaykh of korchos, it's a dechia. It's not a lo nemra. Likewise, Tosfos is kasha from Shabbos, that, you know, why do we say that avoda is docha Shabbos? The answer is because Shabbos is nemra l'chol Yisrael. And it's not just a chiluk that Rashi is saying, but it's very mistaber. It's very mistaber. The point is that when you see an exception, so how do you look at it? Well, that depends. If the exception is stated with respect, if the whole Isra was stated only for a certain population, and then the exception was also relevant only with this, that within that certain population, it's mistaber that the Torah never asserted it in that situation. But when you have a Isra that said to everybody, so then lo nemra doesn't make sense. The more logical and intuitive approach to see that is as a dechia. And as I said, Rashi clearly implies that when he says, l'chol Yisrael, right, which is the exact lashon, aval hashav es avedo pesach, l'chol Yisrael nemar. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to say lo nemra, and therefore, karchach it's a dechia. There might be an additional knach you could add. I don't know if this is what Rashi means, but it might be what Rashi means, or it's certainly meduyik according to Rashi, which is a point that Johnny mentioned as well, which is that maybe the point is, the reason why I'm going to say lo nemra specifically in the context of Nazir here is because it's in the same pasuk that we see it. In other words, the point is, that since we learn them out from the same pasuk, it makes more sense to say lo nemra. Okay. Again, Rashi, I think, is alluding to the point that I was saying because he specifically contrasted to lav do b'chol Yisrael.
That wouldn't work for Cohen. Then.
It wouldn't work for Cohen. Sorry, for your question.
Rabbi, I thought Rabbi was saying that Johnny said that it's being internal in the by Nazir.
Well, the Nazir, but the Drasha includes Kohen Gadol.
Okay, but that's not, again, that's not part of Kohen Gadol.
It's true, but since in this pasuk, that's what we learned, I think that's what you had in mind, right? Okay, fine. But as I said, I think Rashi is saying something different. Now, I'd like to take a look at the Rambam here. If everyone is able to open up to Hilchos Kilayim Perek Yud Halacha Chaf Tes, that would be Kedai. Haroe kilayim shel Torah al chaveiro, afilu mahalich b'shuk, kofetz lo v'karo alav miyad. Anyone who thinks that the Rambam was a moderate and wasn't a radical, the Rambam was a moderate, but its moderation is defined by the Torah, not as imposed upon the Torah by perhaps your own intuition. So you see someone walking around in a shuk, and he happened to notice the label. The label says 50% wool, 50% linen. Rambam clarifies it's a kilayim d'oraisa. So then you rip it off him. Interesting question. You know, maybe you should tell him first and give him the chance. But anyway, you rip it off. Now Rambam's getting that from our Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't say that. Our Gemara says, Amar Yud Amar Rab, Amotzi Kilayim Bevigdo, then Poshtan. So the Kesef Mishnah points out, the Sosei points out, that the Rambam was not Goris Bevigdo. So it's Amotzi Kilayim Poshtan sounds like you rip it off the person that's wearing it, not yourself.
Arguing?
We're going to get to that question in a moment, but yes, the Rush argues, and it's actually a debate even in the Yerushalmi.
Even by
Kilayim D'oraisa. The Rush is in Nida, where the Rush is Hilchos Kilayim, but we'll see we'll see it in a moment. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef as well, and Shin Gimel Yerodei and Hilchos Kilayim. Now, how did the Rambam know, though, that Karo, in other words, says Poshtan? So the Beis Yosef suggests it's actually from the story later on in the Gemara. We didn't get there yet. But the story is about how a certain one of them, Orion, the Gemara wants to know, how come Rishonim, Esrachash Lehunisa, and Echronim, Lo Esrachash Lehunisa? Don't say it's because of learning, because we learn many more. We have more yeshivos to learn more than Sechtos. Can't be because of that. So the Gemara says, no, because they have Mesiris Nefesh. How do we know that? The Rishonim's tefillos are answered, and our tefillos aren't answered. So the answer is, Kamai Habu Masu Nafshar Kedushas Hashem. And we don't. And what's the story? So he ripped it off her. She was wearing a certain type of non-sneistic clothing, and he ripped it off her. And in the end, it even cost him a lot of money because it turned out that she wasn't Jewish. So what does that Gemara have to do with our Gemara? What's the connection? So the Rambam understood that that story is teaching us that when you see somebody wearing something that's awesome for them to wear, you have to rip it off them. And that's exactly that story. So even though that story isn't talking about chatnez, says the Beis Yosef, that's how the Rambam knew that hu adin lagabe chatnez. So you're just a little inyana dioma. Yesterday I was listening to the Hespedim, the kinos of Rav Aaron Lapiansky. I wasn't able to listen the whole time because I was also watching my kids a little bit. But anyway, on his kina on Arzei HaLevanim, and you could still listen. You could listen to them. They're I could send you a link. It was an incredible. And all they're all incredible and they're all amazing. But he gave a portrait of someone named Gershon who was a Nevardiker. Who lived through the Holocaust, and it's an incredible portrait. I think he spoke about him for about an hour, and it's very, they're all good to listen to, but this is so moving. And anyhow, one of the things that he talked about was about the approach of Nevardik and him in particular, Gershon, that exactly what this Gemara says, that if there's a Chil Hashem, you act without consideration of the consequences. In a sense, like Pinchas, who, if you consider the consequences of that child in a certain sense, you can't even do it. Okay? If you ask. He told one story about how he was in a concentration camp, and one of his jobs was to wait on the SS guards. He was given that job. It was like a nace. He was very, lucky to have. Anyway, he saw them eating on the table on a talus. And like a tablecloth, and said it was a talus. They took a talus and they put it on the tablecloth. And he sees it and he rips out the tablecloth. It spills their food, like. And needless to say, they beat him to a pulp and sent him off. They thought they killed him. They sent him off to the mass grave. And the person carrying him happened to notice that he was alive, and he took him back to the barracks, and he recovered. But sort of this idea that this Gemara is a very interesting Gemara. Maybe we should talk about it. It's a hard Gemara to understand, but that's the idea of this Gemara. And that's the idea of this Rambam in a certain sense. The Rambam continues, and he writes, V'afilu haya rabo shalamdo chachma. Shankav adabrios. Now, where did the Rambam get that from? So the truth is that it's mefurish in our Gemara. Rambam's Gersa in the Gemara is much better here than our Gersa. Because the Gemara says, "In chachma ve'in tuna ve'in etza l'neged Hashem, kol makom she'shchil Hashem in chokin kavod l'rav." So that is irrelevant for our Gemara. What does it mean, "in chokin l'rav"? We're not talking about chokin kavod l'rav. We're talking about taking off your own garment, embarrassing yourself. According to the Rambam, that's exactly what we're saying here. You rip it off, the guy who's wearing kilayim. And not only that, but even if it's your own Rebbe and Kavod Harav, so how could you rip off the garment of your Rebbe? No. Kol makom sheyesh chilul Hashem ein cholkin kavod harav. We don't make any other cheshbonos. Ein cholkin kavod harav, no kavod rios, no kavod harav, like this story as well. And that's what the Rambam is saying. So that's a very important point. And you have that in our Gemara as well. Even if you don't have Kol Shekin in the Rambam's Girsa, where somebody else is doing the Nisra, and that's how it's parallel to that story, actually. Okay, that's an important point to get back to. What does this Gemara teach us about Chilul Hashem? I would say the Pashup Shat, but maybe we should go back to it more, is that the Rambam tells you that any time a person is over in Aveira, b'mezid, that's a Chilul Hashem. Rambam's a Shat Nefesh. But so for me to keep on walking in the streets, let's even say without the Rambam's Girsa, and certainly with the Rambam's Girsa, but for me to keep on walking in the street, knowing that this is Shatnez, now I'm doing an Isser, but still not refraining due to my own dignity, that's a Chilul Hashem. I'm saying that my cup is more important than Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah.
When you do it b'mezid, yes. And it's an important point. I think we should try to get back to that point. What does this tell us about the nature of Chilul Hashem? Okay. So let's continue reading the Rambam. She'en kavod abrios docha iser lo sase mefurish b'torah. Shatnez is mefurish b'torah. An interesting thing to think about is why does Rambam say mefurish over here? We know that the Rambam does not necessarily have the same categories that we're used to. Meaning to say, we're used to there's deraisa and there's derabanan. And derabanan mean laws that are humanly legislated, like Zeres Tachanos Minhagim. And then there's deraisa, which are things that are divinely legislated. How it's divinely legislated doesn't really matter very much. It doesn't matter if it's mefurish b'kra, or is it a drasha, or is it halacha mishinai, or the like. For the Rambam, in many ways, this is most noticeable in Sefer HaMitzvos, and also in Mishneh Torah, when his distinction between Divrei Torah and Divrei Sofrim, which is not the same thing as Dereis and Derabanan. For the Rambam, whether something is mefurish b'torah or not is very significant, and here as well, which is important. In other words, the distinction between Divrei Torah and Divrei Sofrim, we have to figure out, is that really between something that's mefurish b'kra or not? So we'll get back to that also, Mir Tzah Hashem. The Lama Nidche. So what did he tell us? That whenever you have an Isser mefurish b'Torah, it's lo nidcheis mepnei kavod abrios. The Lama Nidche b'ashev aveda. Hashav is aveda, that's mefurish b'kra. And yet we know from Hofes Hashav Zaveda that the makom kavod abrios, you're not meshav aveda. Mepnei shehu lav shel mamon. And mimon yisrael lo yalfinan. The lama nitcha b'tumas meis. Ho uparat hakasov v'lachoso. That's what the Gemara means over here. It's exeris hakasov. What does he mean, Rashi or Tosfos? In other words, v'lachoso, same old namer, v'lachoso, and yet it's exeris hakasov. And then the reason why we don't learn from there is because it's in Shabbakol. Rambam doesn't say, we'll return to that question. Intuitively, maybe it sounds more like Rashi, but not clear. And we'll see in a moment why you might not say that. No exceptions. And again, obviously for the Rambam, this is a very strong question. Because even our Gemara says, "Slashim basmachu alav d'bosase," which you might say implies it's only an asmachta. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and the Mishneh Torah holds that lo saser is a law gamor. And so he answers, yeah, but lav zeh is nidcha mipnei kavod abrios. Lefikach, im hay alav shatnei shel devayim eno karo alav b'shuk, eno poshto b'shuk. Interesting. Not A, you don't have to rip it off the guy. And even poshto, you don't have to do. So just wait till you get home. Interesting why he needs to repeat that. Here he says poshto. A lot of interesting things in the Rambam. So let's start talking about it. And then, you know, Bezos Hashem tomorrow, we'll continue. First very interesting thing here is that the Rambam does not say anything about Sheva al Tasa or not. In other words, there's another distinct. The Rambam asks from all the counterexamples, right? He asks, and he answers, right? What about Shazaveda? No, Lav Shel Mamon. First of all, sort of interesting, according to Rashi, that we don't even need that with Askana. What about Tumas Mace? No. Lachoso. What about Isur Rabbanan? No, right? So what's missing? The last line of the Gemara. Rambam doesn't say that. It's possible he didn't have the Girsa. The Or Samech says maybe he didn't have the Girsa, and he tells you to look at the Baal HaMor. Sounds like he thought the Baal HaMor didn't have the Girsa, though we weren't entirely sure how he knew the Baal HaMor didn't have the Girsa. But okay, maybe. We still have to figure out what does he hold and how would he deal with that problem. Now, what's the kasha? So why is it? So let's say it like this. Why did we need to come on to argue some of the Gemara, need to come on to the idea of Sheva al Tasa? Because of this halacha that says that if you're going to go ahead and bring your Karbon Pesach, and then you have a choice between that and becoming Tamei Lemeis for your Karov, so you should bring the Karbon Pesach. But if it's Meis Mitzvah, then you're Nitchi. So from that, we have to say that Sheva Al Tasa. So, well, does the Rambam pass in that halacha? So let's look at Halacha's Karbon Pesach. So we don't have time to read it inside. But very briefly, and you'll look at it later, the Rambam, if we look at Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Vav, Halacha, Tes. So he doesn't have that. The Rambam holds that there is a distinction between Kodem Chatzos and Achar Chatzos. But in what context? In the following context. If someone is informed that they have lost a relative before Chatzos, then Ein Zarkin Alav, is there no aid? No way till Pesach. But if he finds out after Chatzos, so then Zarkin Alav, and he'll eat the Karban Pesach at night, and this isn't a problem with Aninus, Aninus Laila, this is not Aninus, and fine. He'll go to the mikvah and he'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach. So the Rambam doesn't tell you anything about this halacha that you actually should forego this mitzvah of Kvuras Meso in order to fulfill mitzvah's Karban Pesach. The Rambam doesn't say it. Rambam doesn't say. So it could be that the answer is because the Rambam doesn't think that there is a mitzvah. What mitzvah are we talking about? So when we read our Gemara, we have this mitzvah. What's the mitzvah of La Yitama? La Yitama said about a Kohen that a Kohen has become tummy for his relatives. And even if he's not interested in becoming tummy for his relatives, so we force him to become tummy for his relatives. And that's the mitzvah. And the point is that there's an exception to that when you're holech l'shchot hischal. and possibly Lamo Vino, but it could be Vino is really wrapped up in Pescho, as Rashi says in the second answer. So for the Rambam doesn't have that. Because the Rambam thinks, this, if you take a look in Hilchos Avelos, and also in Sefer HaMitzvos, Rambam Mitzvos HaSeilah HaMitzayin, at this very table, we talked about this Rambam extensively and when we did Hilchos Avelos, but the Rambam doesn't think that there's a mitzvah for anyone to become tamei for their clothing. It's only a mitzvah for a kohen. And actually, that's the mitzvah of Avelos. The mitzvah of Avelos is derived, to Derisus, is derived from here, which is sort of interesting, because even though it's only a mitzvah in Kohanim, we learn for everybody, because a Kohen becoming Tamei for his Krovim is an expression of the notion of Avelos. Again, Rambam Sheet is very interesting. We don't have time to go into that, but that's the way the Rambam holds. So for Kohen, there's a mitzvah. For Yisrael, there is no such mitzvah. So actually, for Yisrael, this whole dilemma doesn't exist. Because what I mean, the dilemma doesn't exist. Because what's going on? He's going to Shechtas Karban Pesach, and now he finds out his Karov died. Well, should he become Tamei or not? It depends. Is somebody else going to bury him? Will he be buried without me? Then, of course, there's no point in becoming Tamei. Why should I become Tamei for no reason? And if not, so then he's a Meis Mitzvah. And of course, he does become Tamei. So there's a nidon in terms of aninus that we're zorkin alav, but there's no shaila about whether he should become Tamei or not. So that's why the Rambam doesn't pass in it. Now, the Rambam. So if we have two haros in the Rambam, and again, I got to know I'm late, so it's just a very good kitzer, right? There are two things that are missing from the Rambam. One is that we're docha sheva al tasa, we won't come to Brios. Well, A, there's no basis for that in the Gemara. Maybe he didn't have the line. It might even be the Rambam holds that it's not true. The haraya, we rip the kilayim off that guy. Now, even if we're going to say wearing kilayim, when you know you're wearing kilayim is considered kumva asay, continuing to wear kilayim when you don't know that their kilayim is probably sheva al tasa. And yet, so he doesn't violate sheva al tasa, we rip it off. And it's not just the Rambam. When you get to Tosas and Shavuos, on Daf Lamed Beis, you'll see, Lamed Amud Beis, you'll see that actually there are other gemaras that imply that we're not Doche b'makom sheva al tasa. Now Tosos answers, well, maybe it depends. Is it a b'zayin gadol? Is it not such a b'zayin gadol? Maybe the Rambam doesn't hold that principle. Now you'll say, oh, but what about the Rush? What about the Rush? Because the Rush says that you don't rip it off the guy if he's wearing it. So, well, that could be because of sheva al tasa, or it could be for a different reason. It could be because you're over b'shogim. So you have actually a couple things to figure out. One is, according to the Rush, you don't rip it off the guy. Is that because he's over b'shogeg, or is that because sheva al tasa? What does the Rambam hold? Now, what is still missing from the Rambam is the idea that a kohen isn't mistame l'achar chatzos. Well, what's that all about? Maybe that's just because an asei sheyesh bo kares is docha an asei shein bo kares, right? When you have to choose between them. It's true the Rambam doesn't say it, but maybe we can figure it out. What about the story of Yosef kohen gadol? If you take a look at that Rambam in the Mitzvot Aseh, Lamed Zayin, he quotes that story of Yosef Kohen Gadol, but just to learn from there that a Kohen is Mistamei Bal Karcho, even the Makom that he wouldn't be able to bring the Karban Pesach. All right, we're not going to get to the Rambam now, and I myself don't understand the Rambam. There's still a lot of questions. So that's working on Chitas Rambam. There's a lot to figure out there, and Bez Hashem will get back to it tomorrow. Just one other thing to think about, which you'll work on tomorrow as well, very important, Marmakom, is this. Rabbi Akiva Eger and Tshuva Ches. Very famous Rabbi Akiva Eger is Machlokas with the Nesivos about Nesasek, whether it has a Shem Aveira or not. And Rabbi Akiva Eger brings up a raya from this sugya. There's a question in our sugya. This guy is wearing the shanas without knowing it. Is that shogeg or masasek? And even if for Shabbos it's masasek, it would be shogeg. Maybe for other places it would be, for each tosis at least, misasek. In other words, when you do an avera because you're not aware of the mitzias, right? In this case, he doesn't know that this is shatnez. He thinks it's 100% wool. Is that chogi or is that misasek? And if it's misasek, yet we rip it off the guy. So maybe we see from here, Ruki Vager says, that at least we call tarakula, not Shabbos, or Malachas Mal Shabbos, but call tarakula. It has a shame avera, even though it's misasek. And then, well, what would you say for the Ramah? That's Ruki Vager's raya. Anyway, Ramah holds it, passing like the Rush. Anyway, so that's so we'll get to that tomorrow. Pick up tomorrow, Mir Tashem. Maybe tonight for...